And now, episode 5 of Hollow 9. Sorry we forgot to do this before episode 4. I'm gonna need assurances.
Do not despair over trivial things, my caviar friend.
I traffic in information. Out here, reliability is 9/10.
And you have always been reliable.
I need to be sure I'm going to be protected. These are dangerous people we're dealing with here.
These are trifled, the little school children of piss in their uniforms.
Hey, let's take it easy. No need to get tense with that tone.
Take it easy? Take it easy? Americans always thinking about their end first. Do you want benefits? 401k? Do you want deployer provided medical insurance? Kaya!
Do not call me courier again.
Maybe I need to be protected now, huh? See?
Crazy motherfucker.
Show me what you bring me. Who are they who hunt me?
Hollow 9.
Try it out! Hollow 9 up!
Journal entry 221-2-27. Agent codename Silent Thunder, day 23. Evaded capture yet again when I accidentally discovered another outpost. There are many checkpoints and guard stations, minefields and booby traps in this jungle. No sign of the chopper I saw fly overhead. I could only assume that it was down when I heard that big explosion. There's no signs of my pursuers, but I feel they're pretty near. I believe there's 9 of them following me, but I can't be sure. They blend into the darkness too quickly.
Hey, dude, did you see that light?
There was no light.
Yeah, there was a light, I swear. It went right over those trees.
There was no light.
What do you mean there was no light? I heard it. I saw it. You didn't see it? Come on.
Have you ever heard of Hollow 9?
Hollow 9?
These girls I met at this one hostel in Slovakia, just outside Bratislava. The girls there are so hot, cannot believe it.
Big spender, I'd love it. I just fucking love that shit. You know what they got for me? They told me they lined up something real special. Because I just wanted to just fucking do it quick. You know what I mean? I just wanted to just get it over with. But now I'm thinking maybe they, because I want to feel it. You know what I mean? I just want to fucking feel that shit. So I'm thinking, what do you think I should do?
No, fucking Duncan! No. Oh my God, no.
Yeah, that's no. Fuck that shit. Fuck this fucking American dude. I'm going fucking old school.
Who wants this, motherfucker? Who wants this shit?
Hollow 9.
Now why is everybody so petrified? Get in line, it's Hollow 9.
We're back.
Get in line, it's Hollow 9.
We're back.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode 5. This is the craziest song I've ever heard. I heard this song, I found it on someone's MySpace page. That is like, alright, we got a lot to talk about this week, folks. We have probably, that I have to say, is the sickest opening we've ever come up with yet. And I'm sure they're just going to keep getting sicker. And as long as they keep releasing crazy movies like Hostel on DVD, I'm going to keep making crazy shit. So be ready for that. This right here we're listening to is some Fort Minor. In fact, I'm going to shut up. You guys are going to listen to some of this. Check this out.
Get it over with for good. I got a friction addiction, I wish you would. Machine shop rocking when we step inside, and we got everybody so petrified. Now why is everybody so petrified?
Hollow 9, episode 5. That's right. This is the guy from Linkin Park, Mike Shenandoah.
He sounds good, man.
Dude, this is crazy, right? Like, I'm just like, I've been like for 3 days just been listening to this song on repeat on the iPod. Crazy, crazy, crazy. To the top of my playlist. I mean, it's simple rhymes, but Jay-Z's involved with this project. I'm going to go pick up Best Buy. If you guys go to Best Buy, it's a little bit more, but you get a whole like CD-DVD combo. It comes with all kinds of little perks, like a free pass to being in the, they're called Fort Minor fan club there. It's definitely worth checking out. $23. Come on.
Man,
shell out some
coin. You always got those little packages everywhere, man. All your
if they come out with a special edition, why bother,
right.
You know, why bother getting the other one? Why bother getting the normal regular, boring, nothing extra.
Go for it once. You know, learn everything there is to know about it. A
couple
have
extra
it all
bucks. Yeah. You know, it's kind of like when I went to the Best Buy and saw the extended unrated edition. Actually, I don't know if it's extended. I don't want to be lying to everybody. That seems to be, we did get one email this week, actually from Superboy, who is providing the beat that you're probably listening to right now, who said that we need to start getting our facts straight. He enjoys the show. He said we're addictive. In fact, hold on. Let me pull that email up. Okay, and Superboy writes, "Hey, Clone, what'd it be like? Yo, the show is a killer. It's highly addictive and extremely entertaining. I love the chemistry between the hosts. It was funny as hell when the new dude got his feelings smashed to bits by the clone on the last show."
Talking about Junior.
"Oh, yeah, the guy who did the news. Tell him to get his facts straight. His story was filled with a bunch of inaccuracies. Tell him to get his reporting skills up. LOL. Keep banging my beats." Thank you, Superboy. I appreciate him writing
in. Yeah,
you know,
people are calling, you know, writing in.
Yeah, it happens.
We love that kind of stuff.
Yeah. We love everyone out there.
The email's starting to get big. I see that's a big list there.
Yeah, well, some of them were good. Some were just like, hey.
Once we want
to
be.
It has to be more than two words, okay? It has to be like, nice show. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I mean, I'm going to read five that say nice show. Come on now. Anyway, so back to extensions and unrated editions and special editions. The latest additions to my DVD library were all special editions, including Hostel, the DVD release of the movie that made people leave the Sundance Film Festival in ambulances. Now, I gotta say, I've watched this movie a couple times. I've only owned it for a couple days. I'm sure this is already sounding scary, but I was so psyched out by everybody talking about this movie when it was in the theater. I honestly thought that I wasn't gonna be able to make it through. And after that movie, High Tension, that Flex and I reviewed a couple shows back now, I thought, well, you know, that was pretty much a lot gorier than I expected it to be. It was really gory. Maybe Hostel won't be so bad. So I watched Hostel, and at my first reaction, I was like, wow, I don't really see what everybody was talking about. Now, even though you all heard some pieces of it in our open, I don't know. I guess I was just expecting something that was so perverse in my mind can get pretty detailed when I'm imagining that. I thought what they showed us was pretty mild. Then I waited a couple days. I waited like maybe 2 days. I watched it again. The second time, I completely like freaked out. I lost my mind. I was like, wow, this is pretty intense. There are some really graphic torture scenes in the movie. And I guess they're saying that this movie's created its own genre now called torture porn. Where it's like we're all getting a voyeuristic pleasure response from watching these people torture, but no, I mean it's really
well, not really, because you know they just used the girls to lure the guys in. Once the guys got in there was really no sexual torture with girls.
Yeah,
and stuff,
I don't think they mean porn in that sense.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's not like, you know, they're just chopping up the bodies, these crazy guys.
Yeah,
and stuff, you know?
There's actually a lot more to it which exactly. Was also something that I feel like they didn't give it very its due credit.
Right, the basic underlying theme is, you know, people are paying for fantasies of, you know, and that's what they want to do,
and
is torture people.
There are places where this is not beyond reason to
it's a little crazy
to be able to pay to do anything.
That a place like this might exist. That kind of a thought, like, it just drives me crazy. When I watched the movie, that's what I was thinking about. You know, I wasn't focusing in so much on all the details about, you know, like the gore and stuff, although it was, you know, definitely gory, and it was like, you know, really well done, but there's just the thought of something like this happening. Like, you know, you're on vacation, you know, your best buddy there hanging out. All of a sudden, you know, you come up with these chicks, and you know, you're thinking it's the best place in the world.
Yeah, you're like, I'm the man.
And the next minute,
banging
you're like,
chicks are hanging all over me. You know, I'm an American abroad in Europe,
and the next minute, you're getting paid the top dollar because everybody wants to get Americans.
Yeah,
and you're getting, you know, your
people
Achilles tendon cut, and you're. That was bad. That kid.
Yeah, that was some. So you heard some of it in the open. We got a few more sound clips to play. But overall, I do want to say, as a film though, this movie really,
it's a Quentin Tarantino.
He produced it, but the director Eli Roth made this other movie, Cabin Fever. Now that movie traumatized me too. So I should have known going into it that there was going to be this, like, you leave the movie changed kind of feeling.
Is that the one I saw here, too? Like,
with the flesh-eating
virus?
Yeah,
right, the flesh-eating bacteria, whatever.
We can do an entire show comparing these two movies. He has a talent for really just playing with what your mind is thinking it's seeing and what you're really seeing. In many ways, it's an homage to several films. an homage to many Quentin Tarantino films because Tarantino's putting his name on it. So that I think they really did that to give it to some validity so that people would actually consider going to see it. Because you see a movie being advertised as a torture flick, and it's not by Tarantino, because Tarantino's the only one who's been able to do it so far and have it be accepted by the public. Reservoir Dogs.
Right, I was going to say, he has a lot of recurrent themes in there. There's a part, like, well, the lighting and the way, they're, like, the guy standing alone on the chair or whatnot.
And it's
you
just
know.
One guy in a big room with another dude.
Right.
Then you think of
cutting
Pulp Fiction. You think of Pulp Fiction when they wake up and they're tied to the chairs and they have the ball gag in their mouth. And then in Hostel, Eli Roth combines both. He's got a guy chained to a chair with a ball gag in his mouth in a warehouse. It's Reservoir Dogs wrapped with Pulp Fiction. There's even scenes that take place completely in the dark where you're only hearing the sound effects for a few minutes. Kill Bill Volume 2. I mean, and obviously, now this is no accident, but it's very well pulled off. And I mean, even homages to the classic horror genre. We have our would-be hero travelers here that are cruising through Europe, where all the so-called sins of the Americas are legal, and you can pay to do anything you want there, are steered awry by this creepy Eastern European foreigner. And instead of a creepy old guy, now it's a creepy young guy who's got a digital camera full of pictures with beautiful women.
With that accent? With that.
Yeah. Talk to Alexi. I opened up the pussy for you all over the Europe. You know, and it's like, it's very much like, go to Dracula's castle, he'll take care of you. It's like, go to this hostel that you can't find in any book.
Right.
And you'll see.
Alexi, but call me Alex. Looking for girls. I can help you.
Oh, shit. Alex is a pimp, apparently.
You're looking for girls like this?
These are fucking magnificent. Who the hell are these girls?
You have to go easy, my friend. This is where the best girls are. These girls I met at this one hostel in Slovakia, just outside Bratislava. The girls there are so hot, you cannot believe it. And they love anyone for it, especially American. They hear your accent, they fuck you. You won't find this hostel in any guidebook. You go to this hostel, you will have any girl you want. They go crazy for any foreigner. You just take them.
So I mean, even right there, you hear, like, even with, like, the music, very much like an old school, like a Wolfman almost, black and white. This guy is just exactly like one of those villagers to steer the victims towards their doom. And I mean, it's very, very well done, very well pulled off. Eli Roth, he's a kick-ass filmmaker. He's fucking awesome. And that he partnered up with Tarantino is just, like, perfect. There are scenes in this movie that I almost feel like Tarantino had heavy influence, maybe even wrote the dialogue.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I think everybody in this movie had incredible performances. The torture, I thought the torture scenes were so real, and I think that's why the movie kind of bothered me the second time I watched it. Even like you're saying in the very opening scene with the blood, this is such a derivative of all the old horror movies, you know, except that it's getting all the details right. Like I would always say in the old horror movies, Halloween, Jason,
the blood looked crappy.
The blood, it was too red, it was too fake. It looks like real blood.
This blood here, you see the bone marrow like juice in there.
And now you're the doctor is telling us that the bone marrow looks real.
Yeah, like you know, when the blood is dripping, you know, when you saw into a bone, you're going to get the pulp of the bone. Mixed in with the actual blood from the muscles and veins.
And that's what you see in Hostel.
That's exactly what you see. They did a good job there.
The other actor that I want to point out, because he just comes in and out. He's in and out, like, out of nowhere. It's almost like a cameo gone awry, is Rick Hoffman. He plays an American client of the elite hunting group, the group that tortures the people. And you see him, you think, I've seen this guy somewhere before. He's done some appearances on CSI NY. I don't really watch that one, the Vegas one. But he was also in the movie Cellular. He played a lawyer in Cellular. He was also, though, he is uncredited in this role, I might add. He is in The Day After Tomorrow. And yeah, it says it's an uncredited, on IMDb, it said it was an uncredited appearance. In The Day After Tomorrow, he's one of the three businessmen in the middle, right as the wave is hitting New York. These three guys go up to a bus driver who's stuck in the traffic. And he knocks on the door and he holds up money. He's like, you're open, let us on. So he was kind of like a prick in that movie. Well, in this movie, he's this American client of the hunting group. And he's going to be a torturer. And, here, let me just play some of the dialogue. This is a scene that I definitely think Mr. QT, Mr. Quentin Tarantino had a lot to do with the dialogue and the pacing and everything. Either that or Eli Roth, which this could be too, is just so awesome at like paying tribute. I almost want to say licking balls, but paying tribute to Quentin Tarantino. But here, check some of this out.
How do I look? I feel like a butcher or surgeon or some shit. You know what I mean? I feel so fucking ridiculous in this thing, but I guess you need it, huh?
How was it?
Good. Goddamn, motherfucker. With this money, it better be. Shit. But it's supposed to be real. It's supposed to be a real rush, right? It's like a real fucking rush, right? I've been all over the world. You know, I've been everywhere. And the bottom line is pussy's pussy. You know, every strip club, every whorehouse, it's all the same shit. You know, I just fucked a girl 2 days ago and I don't even remember the color of her tits. But this is something you never forget.
I mean, that was pretty sick, you know, and that's why it was awesome for the open.
I love that. I love that part.
This guy was hilarious. He's like, I don't know. What do you think I should do? You know, and then he's like, yes. No, fuck this. Oh, man.
Yeah, because first, you know, the other guy suggested just to do it the quick way, and he wants to do it the slow torture.
Yeah, yeah. That's too American. Get it over with quick. That's just not, yeah. It's like, I didn't come all this way and pay all this money to do this anyway. So I know, all right, now I know everyone out there, I hope you're still okay. I hope at this point you've been on some Valium or whatever you need to calm down, because we're talking about Hostel. There are people that you mention this and they get nauseous. And it's a smart movie in many ways. It's a very smart movie because it foretells what it's going to show you. You know, it's already leading you down the
right.
path.
That's These what guys I'm trying to say.
Start off in Amsterdam. You know, they're in Amsterdam because you know, they've got pot is legal. They got prostitution is legal. So they want to do all this stuff that you can pay to do in this other country that you can't do here. So now all it is taking that to the next level, and that's what they're all saying to them throughout the whole movie. You hear these recurring themes. You know, the good guy in the group, he's the one who doesn't understand why his friends, they want to go to a whorehouse in Amsterdam. And he actually has a line, and he says, I don't see, it's just, you know, paying to be able to go into a room and do whatever you want to somebody, I don't see that, I don't get off on that. And it's like we just escalate that and keep cashing the chips in more. So now you're paying to go into a room to torture somebody and murder them and get away with it. And this other group provides that service because you can't get it anywhere else. But then I watched the behind the scenes. They have a three-part documentary on the DVD kind of showing the entire process of putting the movie together.
Well, that's where your extended versions and the good editions tell you everything. Because when I first saw it, to tell you the truth, I watched it. And, you know, I kind of, like, wasn't sure what was really going on. Like, you know, it kind of went, like, the way it was going. And, you know, until you, like, watch it the second time around.
There's a lot of little clues.
Yeah, then those clues tie in with the gore. The gore is, you know, like, it goes with what happened.
To me, it's just, like, acute attention to detail, really.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I definitely recommend that you see it, you know, because it shows, like, you becoming a victim of your own vices if they get out of control, you know?
Definitely.
These guys are paying for drugs, they're paying for sex.
Those people are sick.
The only thing that makes it different is that it's on a much lower level than paying to murder somebody, so. Hostel, you know, it's not for the weak of heart. I'm not going to blanket and say everybody should see it, but if you think that you can keep your composure enough, it's worth checking.
Well, I think, yeah, everybody should see it.
And I think everyone's going to. You know, it's on sale. You walk into Best Buy, there's a giant display. Everyone hates the movie. They can't stand that a movie like this came out. But then they have like 50 billion extra copies available. And people are buying it.
The same people that say that are the people that watch it.
Exactly.
You gotta watch it
to really know what you're talking about.
Exactly. So when someone else says something about it, you know, you have your opinion. That's all it is.
Really? All right. So that's that. Hostel. Check it out.
So I was telling him, dude, that is the last time for real, because the last time I said it was the last time, he did it again, like I hadn't even said anything, you know, so I had to put my foot down, and I was like, look, seriously, this time I mean it, this is the last time. Yeah, he was such a dumbass. Like, this other dude this time, he was, like, looking at me all funny, and I was all, something I can help you with, chief? And he was all looking back at me, like, all gaga-eyed and, like, stuttering. I told that guy.
Yep, he told him.
Yeah, man, because when I tell someone something, they listen. You know, like, you know when you're, like, trying to tell someone something, and they keep talking over you, or, like, to, like, listening to something else, like, I can't pay attention to you because they're, like, distracted or something.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, I hate that. Hey, what are you working on, man? You need a hand or something?
I'm fine.
Hey man, well, I've always have been kind of a whiz at fixing things. My old man and me, we used to fix all my mom's appliances and stuff when they went off the fritz.
I got it!
Hey, what is that? Some kind of tool or something?
A saw!
Oh no, man, not that old saw you've had laying around here all this time, man. You're never gonna get that thing working, man.
Oh no!
Hey, what kind of saw is that?
Chainsaw!
Wait, come here!
Wait, no, man! Come here, you fucking jackass! I'm gonna saw you fucking jack! Shut up! Shut up! Just shut up!
We should make camp.
I'm not stopping you. I'll have a nice cookout.
Excellent. Walk through the jungle in the dark.
Ooh, afraid the trees are gonna get us?
No. What is knocking down the trees will get you.
All right, so I think we're coming to the close here of episode 5. It looks like we're in the home stretch, the final few minutes here.
Definitely. We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun this week getting everything together. Met a lot of people. Actually, a lot of people that were here and stuff, they didn't get to record, but there was a big party while it was happening. Some people, like, chickened out. They all shied out.
Yeah, we had a couple of stage fright, yeah.
Yeah, we had a couple of girl chicks of the week.
Yeah, since they didn't want to be recorded,
exactly, they didn't want to
I
be
have,
interviewed.
I have a hot chick of the week this week, actually, thanks to MySpace.
All right.
Now, MySpace, I got to also say this is my beginning of the venture into MySpace. I'm sort of late to the party as far as MySpace is concerned.
And I've been telling you all the time, man. Come on, just try it. Look at it.
This thing, it looks like it's just like the online booty call escort service, like... totally free. I don't understand how any of this is happening, but it's great. It's like people coming out of the woodwork from like high school and college that I haven't talked to in forever are all appearing. But I'm gonna have to give the hot chick of the week out to Jules, who just accepted my friend request. I went to school with Jules at Washington College back in the day.
She but is hot.
It seems like she's gone on to bigger and better things.
Wow.
J-E-W-L-Z, Jules, on MySpace.
And how does she end up in California?
I don't know, but with a face and a body like that, she's probably making so much money. It looks like she's
and
a
you
model.
You know her?
Yeah, I haven't hung out with her in years, but Jesus.
All right, and she's around in the area?
Oh, hell no. She's out in California. She hangs out in Philly, too, but who knows. Anyway, she accepted my friend request. I haven't talked to her in forever, but thanks to MySpace, we're back in touch, I guess. I also now, since we're talking about MySpace... have to also apologize to Zen, my friend Nicole, who I stupidly removed from my top 8 for some absent-minded reason during the week.
It gets pretty competitive, man.
So now I had to put her back in my top 8 friends. For those of you who aren't familiar with MySpace, apparently the top 8 is a sacred, sacred thing, and to remove a good friend from the top 8 too soon to put someone like, oh, Jenna Jameson or... Dane Cook, who also are on my friend list now, up there was an insulting, terrible move. So, to the Hollow Nine podcast, Hollow Nine the band, Hollow Nine, we're not really sure Hollow Nine's taking on its own.
Who knows, but it's going strong, man.
It's
you know,
taking on its
is,
own life force.
It's like an amoeba just sucking up stuff in and, you know.
Yeah.
Going through like a plasma membrane.
Definitely what we're hoping for anyway. So I hope everybody enjoyed it. As always, you can hit us up at davetheclone@gmail.com. That's clone with a K. Dave, T-H-E-K-L-O-N-E @gmail.com. Or you can hit us up on the 9 line, 206-666-6173. The 9 line again is 206-666-6173.
And this is Cole Jones with Dave the Clone. Saying we had a great time. We're gonna look forward to you on the next episode. Hey, wait a minute. Do you have any what's in store for the next episode? Basically, like a rough agenda.
Well, what I want everyone to do between this episode and next is come up with their favorite, most outrageous spring break story. Because we're coming to the end of April here. We're coming to the end of the month. The rent is coming due. The checks will be in the mail.
Right.
It's time to recount. And since April is like National Spring Break Month.
Definitely.
I want everybody's craziest
That's
spring break
idea.
Stories.
Good idea.
I'm going to tell my spring break stories next week.
Oh.
And then we're all also right. going to probably review tonight's episode of Sopranos. We were going to get to this week's episode of Sopranos, but Hostel was just so intense that we had to dedicate a good part of the episode
to it.
It
kind
of
like shocked the hell out of it.
So that's that. Well, everybody, we will see you next time on episode 6. So keep it evil until then. This is David Clone.
This is Go Jones.
And on behalf of Reflex and Junior and Doug Bow and everybody else, Maybelline, Asmodeus, all of our friends out there, Jules, the hot chick of the week.
Goodbye.
12 man. Train, Red Fanny. Everyone check out Red Fanny. I made an appearance this past week on their episode 6. Check out my VO on the open. And hit us up. Later.
Later.
Hey, don't worry, I can handle it. I took something. I can see things no one else can see. Why are you dressed like that?